Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessings, greetings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. This is now Soul Class number 306, and we're so happy to have had the unadulterated merit to have played you Dancing Man from a Chabad telethon from 1995 with Blessed Brother and Soul Spirit, and also lending me his Tefillin Shel Rosh these days, because my son's Tefillin Shel Rosh was sent back to Eretz Yisrael, the land of meditation in this generation for each and every nation. And so I'm borrowing his Shel Rosh from my prayers every morning from Rev Yitzhak Paton. And I think this should become part and parcel of Bli Neder without a vowel. Every show that we do with our humble efforts here on Blog Talk Radio to read you what will hopefully be part of a new CD coming out in the future. In the future is now for Reb Isaac Paton, who is well known around the world, especially in the famous Frankenschule here in Crown Heights, Kesser Crown Heights, where he prays every morning, total devotion, with full of emotion. Unique Soul Bond, which is written by Reb Yitzhak Paton, the rainbow left its mark with the man of the ark and the 70 core soul families, sparkling the seven colors to the souls through the seven oldest universal laws, living by the commandments, those means of connection. It's just like a romance with no one in between, no matter if it's 7 or 613. USB is for you and me. Unique Soul Bond. USB is for everyone to see. We can make the heavens our house down here. USB. It's the bond for the free. It's the link of love for all of humanity. All one family with unique soul bond. From India to Africa, far away in Asia, to homes in America. S-O-U-L. Getting stronger as it goes with the seven oldest universal laws. The better we become with the pearls of wisdom, we find true happiness within, no matter if it's 7 or 613. USB is for you and for me. Unique soul bond for every human being that was created, is created, and ever will be created with that divine image, which will help you get off in scrimmage and live in the all ain't self's world. Because we want to be part of this world, because if he created this world, that's someplace where I want to be in that reality. Blessed souls, we plan to continue with our third installment, rooted and sourced from one of the most amazing teachings of Chabad Hasidus called Ayin Beis, which was written and spoken by the Rebbe Rishab, Shalom Dalber of Lubavitch, direct descendant of King Solomon David. Meanwhile, blessed souls, before we start with our humble efforts, let's take a moment to pray for the awakening of all human souls, to embrace the awareness of the universal redemption, which will be a period of no hatred, no jealousy, and no forms of competition which will undermine the human family experience upon this blessed earth, which was created by the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite creator, may be blessed. That's USB, United Soul Bond, where there's no more hatred, no more jealousy, no more forms of unhealthy condition. Let's go right now into our humble meditations here to share with you our souls from the depths of our heart, hopefully to penetrate and awaken slumbering souls. Blessed souls, during our previous presentation, we introduced another quality, a bechina of Kesser Crown, namely the quality of desire, which we should be aware of is rooted within pristine levels of elokut, divinity, godliness, towering above walls of intellect, thought, speech, and action, each world intimately connected one to another within the greater divine environment of cause and effect, ilu v'olu, dispersion in essence, or dispersion of and the essence, etzem v'spashtut, consimlin in revelation, helem v'giloi, yet all rooted within source of all, Makor Dekula, source of all thought, divine, and solely known unto, only known by, ultimately by the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite creator, may be blessed. That thought, simply stated, put it right onto the plate of your consciousness for you, hopefully, to take in and ingest and digest and internalize. Blessed souls, let it become the soul of your soul, the blood of the blood, the bones of your bones, the sinews of your sinews, the fingernails of your fingernails. Is that the Creator had a divine desire to create this blessed creation eventually. And this is where it can get a little sticky. You know, the type of sticky if you pour some honey on the table and you don't clean it off, and then a couple minutes later, an hour later, you sit down for whatever business you have to do with your table and your hand gets a little stuck to the table. Well, our minds, our limited minds, sometimes get a little stuck on the concepts. We're going to get sticky. With the concepts we want to try to deal with right now and share with you, blessed souls, or our minds might get a little entangled based on our previous consciousness, or We never interacted with these type of teachings from Panimit Torah, the inner dimensions of Torah. So our minds can get a little sticky or entangled for our time-influenced and spatially influenced minds sometimes have trouble dealing with types of revelations which took place. Certain types of revelations, or another way of presenting it, all that would be was already included in a certain divine desire, Ratzon Eloki. That divine desire, that Ratzon Eloki serves and will eternally serve by means of assuming a quality of encompassing force, energy, which hovers above all forms, levels of Ratzon desire, which morph into another name, title, Tawar, as we say in Hebrew, called circles, Igulim, the Igulim of Adam Kadmon, a concept we touched upon briefly last week, primordial man, and we're going to be drawing inspirations from other Hasidic teachings by the Rebbe Rishab, which was put together by a rabbi, Machor Seligson, here, Kesser Crown Heights, Brooklyn, called Kuntres Seder Shtalshus, the pamphlet on the order of the chaining down of the worlds, or the chaining down of all cause and effects. The Torah conceptualization of the term primordial man, Adam Kadmon, necessitates that we within our blessed minds can intellectually glue together realms of Elokus, which we're learning about, realms of divinity, of godliness, which via initial intellectual spiritual consideration are not connected within one encompassing synergistic environment. That would be according to our human rational minds. However, we must try to consider, if we're interested in considering, those who are listening live or listening to hopefully the archived version of this humble effort today, how are you going to connect this idea of Adam Kadmon, primordial man? Another way of putting it, how do we connect the normal definition of man-woman, woman-man? You know, I'm talking about we as human beings, being human, and our roles of being human beings is predicated on the fact that we are an innovation in relation to all of creation, according to the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite One may be blessed, to be revealed, just like there were other creatures and creations which were revealed within the world, and emanations which were revealed in the worlds of thought, speech, action, and intellect. When we come across the idea of Kadmon, primordial, an intellectual gazing into the concept of what is primordial, the idea, according to the Panimis HaTorah, the inner dimensions of Torah, educates us that the idea of what is primordial bears no quality of a created being bearing any semblance of quality relating to innovation within something that previously existed. Meaning, there was the light, there was the creator, his blessed name is within himself, his essence, which is a realm that none of us can penetrate into. And from within there is this realm of what we call primordial. To the Creator, it's all one thing. It's all part of Him. On the other hand, primordial or Kadmon relates to some sort of Gilui, some sort of revelation of a divine emanation, not constricted by normative perceptions of revelations within time and space, which we as human beings trying to be human are trying to understand things. I mean, right now, it's a Thursday morning at 10:14 Eastern Standard Time here on Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA. So we understand it in this context. We're listening at this time. We'll listen, hopefully, to the archive version. It's in the context of going to your computer or your iPod, whatever means you have of accessing the show, or just calling directly into the show, 347-838-8669. To clarify what we are trying to convey, blessed souls, we are vibing out again on this idea of primordial man the idea of this idea of man, human being, being human, via the divine garment projected out into creation, revealed by a primordial thought, a machshavah gduma, which when reclarified instructs us all that there arose within the ratzon and thought, ratzon and machshavah, the desire and thought of the angel of Baruch Hu, infinite creator, may be blessed, to emanate and always be involved in creating worlds which would be, are, and will always be spiritually and then physically congealed, manifested, revealed within the worlds of concealed and revealed symmetry, tikkun, rectification. It was, is, and always will be that a divine process, a tenua eloki, divine movement of Ainsel, of the Ainsel Baruch Hu, will allow, according to his original thought, which preceded all thoughts, which is not our thoughts, it's divine thought only known unto the Creator himself, to allow Elokus to simultaneously create vessels of symmetry, rectification, tikkun, also known as sfirot, which relate to the idea of some sort of calculation, some sort of story or instruction which can be learned, recorded in what we would call a sefer, a book, a mode of a means of the vehicle of projecting out the instruction to a sefer, just like we have a sefer Torah. We have literally the book of the Torah, which can be read out as a, brought out as it is several times a week to be read in front of the congregation of Israelites all around the world, or it can be printed in the form of a book with a book cover and binding and all the good things for other people to read, and they don't have to be in the congregation, they can be anywhere in the world. And when the idea of rectification, symmetry, and sfiro comes into play, and then start to penetrate our consciousness, all should it lead us, hopefully, to reflect back to that original thought, that machshavah duma, which deemed, so it is, and so it shall be. That the Adam Kadmon, the primordial man, not a physical being, but a being which is connected to the idea of the 10 spherot, the 10 vessels of rectification, can also be connected to this idea of the primordial thought, Makshava Duma, that the Israelite sages described as a realm of one general divine thought, which glanced out eventually at all forms of cause and effect relationships, Seder Hishtaushlut, which is discussed and elucidated in the Talmudic tractate of Rosh Hashanah on the 18th page, on the first side of that page. Talmudic tractate folios, there's a side A and a side B. This is from side A, Daf Yudches Amud Aleph. The Zohar, from the realm being revealed from Panim to Torah, the inner dimension of the Torah, described that Makshav Hakduma, that primordial thought, as a realm of Riven to Koriven, desire of all desires, otherwise understood as a desire so divine, it preceded all other desires, empowering all desires, all of them, to manifest into their particular macrocosmic as well as microcosmic worlds. This type of manifestation, referencing back to Adam Kadmon, being which is composed of, according to divine will and thought, of 10 vessels of symmetry, rectification, tikkun, is also called an or kali, a general light, a general consciousness, a general revelation that includes all of the creations, entities existing within their own prepotential and tangibly observable qualities, yet all qualities of creations do not truly bear the quality of existence when you look at their true existence being traced back to their source in the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite creator may be blessed. Yet when, so to speak, there's an outsourcing of these creations from primordial to actual tangible existence, which can be observed, and sometimes is not, we're not still able to observe all forms of physical existence yet, not yet. But when we outsource them from their divine origins, still they can be described as not being separated one from the other. Rather, all are qualities allowed to manifest within the qualities of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite creator may be blessed, without qualities of limitation as well. You might say, how is there no separation? Again, if we can unify within our blessed minds, hearts, and souls, blessed souls, that even though wherever you may be, on the streets, in your homes, in your offices, listening to this humble effort, although you can, in the very room or outer environment where you are, and outside your some sort of metal structure, wood structure, or even if you're getting out of a tent, if you're somewhere deep in the woods somehow able to listen to this broadcast, you can just count and count and count, depending on the particular environment, a good part of the day, if not all of the day, how many particularities there are that you can be that you can observe with your blessed eyes and count with your blessed minds, and even note them down in notebooks, whatever. Yet every one of those particularities you're counting are all ultimately not separated one from another, because they're coming from one source. This is the idea of oneness within pristine Torah teachings, Achdut, the accumulation and realization that all is connected to the source of all oneness. So the idea of Adam Kadmon, which we've been talking about today, has an influence which reaches ultimately to the lowest realms of this world of action, and sometimes this world of distraction, Olam Asiyah. Consider this, blessed souls, pure, pristine, uncontractable, divine desire of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite may be blessed, contained every possibility of every eventual relation of what I like to call divine Asti, A, period, S, period, T, period, I, period, the divine worlds of action, speech, thought, and intellect, which will eventually be revealed according to the blessings of all emanations and creations and experienced in microcosmic levels and on macrocosmic levels when we all get together, hopefully with that unity that we're all waiting with pining eyes and longing souls to be revealed, hopefully speedily in our days. Now, I understand, so these are very, very deep concepts we just talked about now. We're going to conclude on that note. But the whole idea is and you might ask a question as well, how does this apply to everyday mundane living? Well, it's to hopefully to give us a wake-up call. I humbly suggest that we should be more involved in connecting dots to see the interrelationship between every aspect of creation. And how does that apply to every aspect of our thought process during the day? How does that relate to every aspect of our speech during the day? And our actions? And our intellects, and hopefully, when we're really vibing out nicely, meditating in a very potent fashion, where are our desires going? Where are our delights going? Are they with the intent to try to cause delight and to give nachas, as we say in Hebrew, to the Creator and to other human beings? Or is it solely for our own self-serving purposes? That's a question that only each one of us can ask of ourselves. Not to go on asking others, but to see from where can we pull from within to see that everything is unified ultimately according to an original primordial thought, Makshav Ukdum of Adam Kadmon, primordial man who is not a human being, but rather an expression of the fusion of the Orient Sof, Baruch Hu, the light of the infinite creator, may be blessed with the divine realm of the spheriotic configurations, vessels of symmetry. And that's just something that each one of us can choose to engage in or not to. Concluding on this, one other seminal point I learned the other day from the previous Lubavitch Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson of Lubavitch, 6th Lubavitch Rebbe, he said that a person should try to invest 15 minutes of their time just thinking about themselves, to the exclusion of others. This is not self-centered, egotistical, psychotic thinking. No, this is about who am I? What am I? What am I supposed to do? What do I love? What are those things that I don't like about myself? What are those things that I know are good about myself that I can improve? What are those things that I can embellish that are already good? What are those things that I can do by embellishing the goodness within myself will automatically diminish the weakness of the negative tendency within myself? And if we want to get into head-to-head spiritual combat, how do I get rid of those negative tendencies within myself or ourselves, if we're talking to hopefully more than just ourselves today? But I just want to humbly remind everyone that when I speak of these teachings, I try to remind for myself during the show and certainly after the show that whatever I spoke with you is also for the uplifting of my own benefit, hopefully that I can hopefully give benefit to others. It could be a good word, a good thought, helping someone whatever way I can. And hopefully all of us are doing this in a way of avahavachad, one love, gorlecha, one destiny, kulana for all us, but darchish noam, in a pleasant way, darchish noam, in a peaceful way. And we're going to end off, of course, with wonderful music by our blessed brother, David Dome, who will help us get back home with a song called Reality Sometimes. As he describes it, as acoustic, rocky type thing with a smidgen of something I just thought of. Well, Baruch Hashem, Brother David, Achi David, David Dome, you're thinking a lot, and it's reflected in your music. And let's just remind everyone that you have to be good, blessed souls, because the Teva Tov Lehetiv, it is the nature of the good to do good, and the nature of the good who does good is the Creator. So what he did was bring you, and you into the world. So that means you must be filled with a lot of good. Try to look into yourself, whether it be 15 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, a minute a day, maybe even more, maybe even less, according to your comfort level. Get used to living with yourself, because you were given that mission to do that, that you can help other people and cause others to realize we have a beautiful relationship with the Creator from His perspective, or the Creator's perspective. We just have to see how we can beautify our relationship with the Almighty Creator, Ein Sof Baruch Hu, into what may be blessed, and hopefully make reality much more beautiful, not just sometimes for other people, but all the times for everyone. Take care, everyone.
Thank you. That's when I'm lost in time. For reality sometimes ain't worth the dime. Let it fill my heart. Love me.